Yo, 432 hertz is said to be the frequency of the universe. T minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Engage.
Yo, what's up? What's happening? What is happening? What is going on with y'all? If this is your first time listening to me, allow me to introduce myself. I am Cybershots, your host of Cybershot Podcast. That's right. And first and foremost, I would like to thank each and all of y'all for stopping by Cybershot Podcast today. Check it out. Today I have a good show, great show, lovely show for you today. And once again, if you're interested and you would like to know what Cybershots Podcast is about, over here I talk about everyday life experiences, fun, and entertainment. That's right. Today, we're going to jump right on into a little bit of a life lesson learned by myself today, and maybe it'll help you out. Yo, check this out. I have been waiting all week for this day off, right? All last week, preparing to live stream, right? Live stream, podcast, and make a video. Now, yeah, that's a little bit of work, but I love enjoying it. I love doing it and I enjoy it. That's right. But check it out though. Now, here is something that I found out today. Not necessarily that I found out today, but it's something that I've had in my arsenal for quite some time. And yes, I was triggered when the live stream crashed. But you know what? I had to remember, if you don't run the day will run you. Then I had to remember, podcasting is more than a hobby. You know what I'm saying? It's more than a place to vent. It's my passion. So if I can take all week, 52 weeks out of the year, working for someone else and making their dreams come true, I most definitely can get out of my feelings and make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's right. So what I did is I decided to come on here and say, hey, what's up? What's happening? What's up with it, man? What's happening? Let's get Cyber One, Cybershot Podcast popping. You know what I mean? And with that being said, I had to come back to myself and realize, hey, the only one that can make your dreams and your vision come through is you. Come true is you. Bars. That's right. We got bars over here at Cyber One, Cybershot Podcast. That's right. They're usually down the street in a supermarket or something like that. But anyway, back to the topic at hand. How do you feel out there when you get triggered? How do you react? Believing that the way you react to the situation can make it better or worse. You know what I mean? So versus me getting upset with this one day off that I have during the week and going to be spending the majority of this week working for someone else and making them wealthy, but that's neither here nor there. Right now, working for myself is where it's at. So, you know what I'm saying? Maybe this will give you a little bit of encouragement to say, hey, you know what? I have to react off of strategy instead of emotion. You know what I mean? And yes, for the first hour, I was really not reacting off of strategy. I was like, hey, man, I'm off all day. Let's make it happen. Let's do it. I could sit here and be pissed off for 5 hours. During that 5 hour time, I could complete my mission that I had in hand. You know what I'm saying? And also, this reminds me of an African proverb. Just because you wear the crown doesn't make you king, right? No, that's wrong. Just because you have a big chair doesn't make you king. Hey, sometimes I forget my African proverb. So anyway, back to the show now. What do you do when you get triggered? Do you flip out? A lot of people flip out, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people go into their zodiac signs like, oh, I'm so-and-so, I'm this, I'm that. That's just an excuse. Hey, you know, zodiac signs have some purpose. And a lot of us to make excuses of, well, I'm this sign, and I'm an air sign, I'm a fire sign, so I don't indulge in it. Whatever, man, make it happen. You know what I mean? Hey, let's go, baby. Let's go. Let's go up.
Bomba blood, shoot up on fire, man.
Bullet up selector. Bullet up selector. I let go this one, yeah.
Yeah, so with that being said, listen, we all have to learn how to separate, you know what I'm saying? We have to learn how to separate stress, because stress is bad for your health. And what I mean by when I say that is separate it. You know, sometimes you just have to stand back, take a couple of deep breaths. Like I said, get 5, 10, 15 minutes to yourself, even if it's 2 minutes to yourself. And even, believe it or not, if you find the time to incorporate this in to your day, even if you take a 10-minute cat nap, take the time out to rejuvenate your cells, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, because a lot of us are not getting the proper rest. That's right. I remember when I had a mentor of mine, and he was actually a millionaire and he was in sales, but that's another podcast. And he said, you know, when I finish sleeping, I was like, when? He said, when I wake up. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell does that mean? He said, man, always make sure you get your rest, because distress will kill you. And that was coming from someone who was dealing in sales. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I hope everyone takes the time out to find 10 or 15 minutes from their day. You know what I'm saying? Now, after I did that, I realized that, hey, I do also have a co-host on a whole nother show that we do. And we only do a show like maybe once a month, maybe once a month, you know. For him, it's just a hobby, you know what I'm saying? Plus, he's a lawyer, so yeah. And he just called me up like 5 minutes ago. Yo, let's do a show today. So you know what? It all turned around. Now, just imagine if I did not take the time out to go ahead and start this podcast and sit around and mope all day and not be on the right frequency. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so the day is turning out quite lovely indeed. You know what I'm saying? Due to all the drawbacks and the time, you know what I'm saying? Even when you create a schedule sometime, you know what I'm saying? Because I had this all scheduled out. I mean, from the time I was going to drink my first cup of green tea in the morning to the time I get my midday kombucha or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I had that all scheduled out. Yeah, so I just ended up drinking beer instead. Oh my. But check it out. We'll be back right after these messages.
Bomba cloud, shoot up on fire, man.
Bullet up selector. Bullet up selector. I let go this one, yeah.
That's right. That's right. That's right. We are back. We are back. We are back. When I say we, I mean me and you, you and I. Because without no you, there would be no me, which equals we. Check this out. Like I always like to do at this time. That's right. It's shout out time. Check it out. To my day ones in the building. Shout out to iHeartRadio. That's right, iHeartRadio. And check this out. Feed your soul and fuel your mind with Red Sable on iHeartRadio. The Bill, D-I-T-M, on iHeartRadio. And Ed Capone on iHeartRadio. That's right. Those are three recommended podcasts that I recommend you check out. You know what I'm saying? Good vibes. Very good vibes. And also, Red Sable and I do a show every 2 weeks. That's right, called Digital Flowers. You know what I mean? Digital Flowers. Have you received your digital flowers? You haven't? Well, check this out. For sticking around this long, I give you your digital flowers. You know what I'm saying? Something that will never die, that will always stay fly. Oh my. Also, if you have the time, you can check out my Twitter. That's right, you can follow me on Twitter. Just tag at ShotsCyber. That's right, just tag at ShotsCyber. It'll take you to my page. It will show you some behind the scenes. Show me in the man cave editing the podcast, some videos that I make. And also, there will be several other links there to take you to my live stream, my podcast, or whatever I do. You can check it out. And if I'm not mistaken, I think my Instagram is also on there. But however, I recommend that you check out my Twitter. Once again, that's at ShotsCyber. You can check out behind the scenes of the podcast. And there are also a couple of links up there. That's right, that you can go ahead and check out. Cybershot Podcast, streaming 24 hours a day on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Stitcher, Radio Public, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Anchor FM, and almost everywhere podcasts are found. And also, subscribe and donate. That's right, if you like to. If not, there are many different ways that you can support Cybershot Podcast. That's right, check it out. If you are an Apple user, you can go to Apple Podcasts, write me a 5-star review. That's right, telling me how you enjoyed the show, and that help my podcast get out there so that I will be able to continue to build this empire.
Cyber One Productions.
Now, we're going to continue with the show, but we'll be back right after these messages. I need a little bit of water. Okay, we are back. We are back. I would like to also give a quick recap of the week of Cybershots. That's right. This week on Cybershot Podcast, did a show with Red Sable, Digital Flowers. That's right. Also, the newest game show on the internet. That's right, Digital Flowers. Never heard of the game show, have you? Like I said, once again, check out my Twitter at ShotsCyber. Yeah, that should be, I should be posting that within the next hour after I finish editing it. I'll post that up there and you can check out Digital Flowers with Red Sable and Cybershots. Also, Stereo. You can find me on the Stereo app. Live streaming. That's right, live streaming on the Stereo app. Feel free to pass by, download, like, share. share, and subscribe. Also, you had the opportunity to donate. That's right. Donate. Hey, nothing wrong with a little donation, if you ask me. But anyway, before I get up out of here, I would just like to jump into one more segment that I always like to do at this time. Now, by no means am I a motivational speaker at all. However, I do like to encourage people because I believe that the energy that you put into the universe will return to you.
I am not a DJ. I am a podcaster.
And also, before I forget, Rockin' Kentucky Blue with Jay Hayes. That's right, Rockin' Kentucky Blue with Jay Hayes. Also, another one of the homies on iHeartRadio. Now, check this out. Before I get up out of here, check this out. Here's one thing that I love to do. I like to call it three things you should know. You know what I'm saying? Three things you should know. You know what I'm saying? Not necessarily that, let me give my disclaimer. I am no guru or anything like that. I just like to put positive energy out into the universe. You know what I'm saying? So let's jump right on into it real quick, shall we? One. Don't tell all of your business on social media. Yeah, I know. That should be common sense. We all know that. That should be common sense. But however, sometimes we get caught up in social media and we have to vent, you know what I'm saying? Versus going outside or talking to your significant other or just taking a couple of deep breaths and chilling. Also, social media can be very, very toxic. You know what I'm saying? Social media can be very toxic. You know what I'm saying?
Basically.
Don't overthink. Talk to me.
Two. You are not an avatar. Okay? I know you might have your screensaver or what? No, screensaver. What the hell am I talking about? You know what I'm saying? Your screen name might have an avatar up there. You know what I'm saying? You are not an avatar. Believe it or not, the last week I actually turned into my avatar. That's why I came in with this. Three. Your avatar is you. You know what I'm saying? Check it out. And once again, I appreciate each and every one of y'all for listening to me. And like I always like to say at this time, and I am up out. Bitch. Seamer.
And I am not a DJ. I am a podcaster.
Cyber One Productions.
like that.
I am not a DJ. I am a podcaster. I am not a DJ. I am a podcaster. They call me Cyber One, aka Cyber Shots. Don't worry, man. I won't hurt you, bro. I